Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm here with
Caitlin,
and we're here today with Breen McCrae.
So why are you here today?
I'm here today for a number of reasons. I'm president of DCU, very strong interest in STEM education. I'm chairing the review of STEM education for the government as well, but most of all because I'm a big fan of Khan Academy. I think it's a wonderful development that can help students and teachers to improve the whole learning around mathematics. Mathematics is so important for our society, so important for jobs, so important for all the other sciences. I'm a physicist, and I couldn't really do physics if I didn't have a strong basis in mathematics, and that's true for so many sciences. We talk about living in a knowledge society, which it is. So much of what happens in the world today is about exchange of knowledge and information. All of that relies on mathematics. So for all of those reasons, I'm here to support the whole Khan Academy movement.
Do you think that Khan Academy will make a difference in maths teaching and learning in Ireland?
Very much so. And as part of the conference, when I was speaking on stage just now, I was saying that a number of things. One is Mathletes, which is a fantastic competition which creates excitement around young people and makes them aware of Khan Academy. Secondly, there's a big project that our maths lecturers and professors in DCU are working on now to actually make a direct connection between the Khan Academy platform and the curriculum at primary level and at secondary level, both junior cycle and senior cycle. So that will actually be something very useful for both teachers and students, but it will actually be the first direct connection between Khan Academy and learning mathematics in Irish schools.
Why do you think STEM is important in Ireland?
STEM is important everywhere, and let me give you three reasons. One is the big challenges that the world is facing, whether it's climate change, energy sources, food security, quality of the environment and water, ageing. All of those, to understand all of those, to make changes, to make policy changes, to make a difference, you need people who are informed by science, technology, mathematics. That's one. Secondly, 3 out of 4 of every jobs now are related to STEM. In the United States for the past 10 years, jobs in STEM careers were 3 times greater than all of any other job. So if you look at it both from society, look at it just from the individual getting a job, making a difference, STEM is important. Specifically in Ireland, if you look at Ireland, Ireland is one of the leading countries in the world for information technology. All the big players, HP, Intel, IBM, they're all here. One of the leaders in medical devices, one of the leaders in pharmaceuticals. They're all STEM careers. So Ireland's future depends on good STEM education. And for young people like yourselves, there are so many careers open to you if you have a good, strong backing in science and mathematics in particular.
We believe that you are a big supporter of STEM. What is DCU doing with STEM at the moment?
We're doing quite a number of things. First of all, we have a big research centre called Castell, and it's probably one of Ireland's leading research centres on STEM education. So that's the first thing. Secondly, we have a science education degrees, which means that if you want to be a science teacher, rather than go off and do a science degree and then do a teaching qualification, you can do a single degree which allows you to be a teacher of maths, a teacher of physics, a teacher of biology. And thirdly, we're doing a lot of initiatives with schools around STEM. We support Coder Dojo, for example. We've got lecturers doing this mapping project for Khan Academy as well. So there's a whole range of outreach activities and partnerships we're involved in, but just very strong believers in STEM education as being so important. And then, of course, there's a job I'm doing myself, chairing for the government, the review of STEM education. We'll be reporting to the minister very soon and making some important recommendations how to improve STEM education in Ireland.
We believe there is a big digital initiative in DCU. Would you like to tell us a bit about it?
There's a range of digital initiatives, but we believe that the future of learning is going to have a large digital content. I mean, even talking to you, how many devices will you typically have in front of you? You know, you'll always have multiple screens. And young people like yourselves and all the students coming into us now, we know they engage with information through multiple access routes like iPads, you know, iPhones, Androids, whatever. So we know that learning has to reflect that. So last year we did two things. We established the National Institute for Digital Learning, where we're developing a whole range of new strategies to improve learning for students by creating digital supports. Secondly, we've Ireland's first professor of digital learning. So he's a world leader in this area. And again, he's developing new concepts. We created a new online platform called DCU Connected. And the message there is a quality education wherever you are. So, for example, we're giving degree programs to 12 nations in Africa now. from DCU connected. So there's so many things around digital, but ultimately it is how do you make learning better and more affordable and more accessible for students?
Thank you very much.